want to echo what Trevor said a few moments ago about welcoming those who are here participating in this. It's an encouraging effort as we come together at the end of a week to sing praises to our God as we draw to a close our work week and we think about the greatness of our God and the love that He's shown us. I want to thank also the men that have worked to put this together, Eddie and Trevor and Brady, and we appreciate the good work that they've done in putting this together. I wanted to, and they had asked me to, at this point and a little bit later in our time together tonight, to kind of just think a little bit about what we've just been singing about. We've been singing about Christ's, the impact of Christ's birth and His life, and it occurred to me that there are a number of things that even before Christ went to the cross, that His life meant to us. The first thing that came to my mind is the fact that it is in Christ that we see light. Christ came and brought us light in a very real way in terms of the direction that we need, the information that we need to know how to lead and guide our lives. In John chapter 12, verses 46 through 48, Jesus said, "I have come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." We would not have known how we ought to live our lives, how we would be judged, were it not for that light that Christ brought in bringing His Word. But Jesus also set for us an example of how we ought to live our lives. He says this specifically in John chapter 13, verses 14 and through 17. You'll remember there on the evening before His death, He washes the disciples' feet as an act of service to one another. And we read there in John chapter 13, beginning in verse 14, "If then your Lord and teacher... I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." You know, think about so many things in life, how we don't know what we ought to do in given circumstances, but we know by the example of Christ's life how we ought to face circumstances and how we ought to treat others. Christ also showed us what it really means to love. In John chapter 13 as well, in verses 34 and 35, we read this, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And only a few chapters later, in chapter 15, verse 12 and 13, he says much the same idea. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But as we think about the way Christ lived, the way he served others, the way in which ultimately he laid down his life, that showed us what it really means to love.